Moving right along here, agenda item number five, Seagate Terminals.
Mr. Commissioner, before we get to this next item, Justine Woodward is handling this item, as she will be for the first three items on your agenda for page one applications today. But I just want to sadly inform the commission that this will be Justine's last commission meeting with us. She has taken a job with the Navy as a biologist. But I do want to say Justine has done a great job for the Habitat Management Division since she's been working with us the last few years. She actually started with the agency 6.5 years ago in the Fisheries Department, and she came over to work for us as an environmental engineer. I know you've seen her up here numerous times. She's always done great work for us, and I think provided great briefings to the commission. And so we'll really miss Justine, but just wanted to let you know that this would be her last meeting with us as an environmental engineer. Maybe she'll be back representing the Navy. I'm not sure, but we'll see.
I'll agree with Chief Watkinson. Justine has been a tremendous asset to the agency. Her loss is a tremendous loss to the agency. We're going to miss you. But it's nice to see you going out in a blaze of glory.
Yes. I wouldn't have it any other way. Thank you. And it has been a pleasure to work for this agency for the last 6.5 years, the last four of which have been in habitat management, and really enjoyed coming before you at the commission meetings. I will miss the staff here, certainly. Seagate Terminals is requesting authorization to modify an existing authorized project. They're proposing to impact additional non-vegetated wetlands resulting from the construction of an outfall. They're proposing to construct a 10-foot by 20-foot fire suppression equipment platform and intake pipe on the proposed concrete access dock. And they're also proposing to construct an approximate 1,240 square foot mooring dolphin and associated fender system on the southern end of the main wharf to include additional 6-pile timber bumpers on the southeast and southwest corners of the main wharf to relocate the proposed 19-pile timber clusters and to construct 2 pipe piles with rolling tire fender systems north of the South Norfolk Jordan Bridge in association with a proposed marine terminal facility adjacent to their property located at Jefferson Street, situated along the southern branch of the Elizabeth River in Chesapeake. For those of you who were here at the March 24th commission meeting, the commission unanimously approved the original request to construct this marine terminal. At the time, it did also include a dredging component. Which would remove 537,500 cubic yards of state-owned submerged land. In July, we received a request to modify this previously approved project. The modifications include the construction of an additional outfall towards the southern end of the property, which would impact an additional 610 square feet of non-vegetated wetlands. They're also proposing to construct a fire suppression equipment platform located in this location along the access dock. This was to satisfy fire code requirements for the city of Chesapeake. The platform will support a large pump with a vertical intake pipe. This will only be used in the event of a fire, which we hope it will never be used. Along the southern end of the main wharf, the original configuration had smaller mooring dolphins, which have been eliminated, and Seagate is now proposing 1 large mooring dolphin that will occupy 1,240 square feet. This will secure the large vessels that are berthed at the facility and will also assist the barges that will be maneuvering into the barge slip on the eastern side of the wharf. The Seagate is also proposing to modify the fender system along the southeastern and southwestern corners of the main wharf. And they are also repositioning some of the previously approved 19-pile timber clusters. For those of you that were here, you may recall back in March, we had received some concerns from South Norfolk Jordan Bridge, LLC, who manages the South Norfolk Jordan Bridge. And they had expressed some concerns. And in response to those concerns, Seagate proposed two pipe piles with rolling tire fender systems that would be to the north of the bridge and south of the barge access route to essentially protect the piers from a barge strike. Seagate also reduced the proposed dredge limits along the southern end of the project area to increase the distance between the dredge cut and the bridge. And this resulted in a reduced amount of material that would be removed from 137,500 cubic yards to 135,000 cubic yards. As a result of the additional impacts, specifically the additional non-vegetated wetland impacts, we did hold another public hearing on August 11th. It was attended by our staff as well as Mr. Christopher Fry with VHB, who was there on behalf of the applicant. We didn't receive any concerns at the public hearing. We did have an additional letter from Mr. Kevin Crum with SNJB LLC, and he addressed two items in his letter. The first item, which had been previously submitted back when we considered the original application. This item was the need for a mutually approved agreement that would allow for cooperation between Seagate and SNJB regarding future maintenance and or expansion needs. In his letter, he also addressed concerns for the need for a scour analysis, which was one of the permit conditions, special permit conditions that was required previously by the commission. It's our staff opinion that the mutually approved agreement regarding future maintenance and or expansion is really a matter that's not within the purview of the commission. We felt that that would need to be directly addressed between the two entities. And since the time that Mr. Crum submitted his letter, we did receive a copy of the engineering report provided by Thomason Hutton, and it was our staff's opinion that that report satisfied the scour analysis permit condition. The proposed modifications, including the 610 square feet of non-vegetated wetland impacts resulting from the additional outfall, are minimal and appear to be warranted and reasonable. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project and after considering all of the factors contained in 28.2-1205A and 28.2-1302-10B, staff recommends approval of the proposed permit modifications. The permit conditions approved by the Commission at their March 24, 2015 meeting remain in effect. Staff further recommends a one-time standard royalty payment of $60,750 for the dredging of 135,000 cubic yards of state-owned subaqueous material at a rate of 45 cents per cubic yard and a permit expiration date of February 24, 2020. I'd be happy to answer any questions. Mr. Neville Reynolds is here with VHB, and Mr. Kevin Glover, president of Seagate, is also here and available to answer any questions.
Thank you, Justine. Any questions from the commission? Thank you. Ms. Reynolds, you have anything to add?
No, sir.
Okay. Okay. Well, this is a public hearing. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter, either pro or con? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. The matter is before the commission for discussion and action.
I move we approve the recommendation of staff.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Zedron, second by Mr. Minor. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Motion passes unanimously.